Hi, viewer listener. Today's edition of Music Corner presents a regional pop song from Bengkulu province entitled Pais Fish. The song tells about Pais Fish or Pendap Bengkulu, namely Bengkulu specialty fish sauce. The lyrics also tell of pais wrapped with taro leaves. Pais fish is deliciously eaten with warm white rice cooked and chili sauce. It is tasteful, so it makes people want to eat by eating it. Well, listener, here is the song Ikan Pais by Jarvis. Enjoy!
Ikan pais kelaponyo mudo dibungkus daun talas rapi-rapi dikebet tali mesyang. Ikan pais lemak rasonyo makan ke nasi putih pane-pane pulang ke jeri mudo. Rasonyo oi lemah nian makan sebungkus samo-samo nasi sepiring udah habis rasona tambu. Rasonyo oi lemah nian barang keringin niti-niti sambalnyo pede tambu lagi habis segalo. Ikan pais kelaponyo mudo dibungkus daun talas rapi-rapi dikebet tali mesyang. Ikan pais lemak rasonyo makan ke nasi putih pane-pane pulang ke jeri mudo. Rasonyo oi lemah nian makan sebungkus samo-samo nasi sepiring udah habis rasona tangguh. Habis segala. Rasonyo oi lemah nian makan sebungkus samo-samo nasi sepiring udah habis rasona tambu. Rasonyo oi lemah nian badan keringin iti-iti sambalnyo pede tambu lagi abis segalo.
So that's a song Ikan Pais from Bengkulu, and apparently if you come to a lot of places in Indonesia, our food is always tied with its culture. Well, to be honest, a lot of things in our country is always relatively and also closely tied to culture, just like the agriculture itself. According to the Minister of Culture and also as the Chairman of the National Leadership Council of Indonesian Farmers Union, Fadlizon, apparently according to him, our agricultural challenges cannot be separated from our daily cultural issues because culture is rooted in agriculture. Quoted from Antares.com, according to the minister, every region across the country have their own local systems that is crucial for the agricultural sector. For example, in Bali, you might have heard about this. We have Subak that manages irrigation for rice farming. It's like a kind of terracing, something like that. And therefore, listener, here about that, the Ministry of Culture supports a lot of agricultural programs related to culture, such as steps to diversify resources and promote local food. So there's some stereotype among Indonesians themselves that we really, really like rice, so that we haven't had any lunch, dinner, or even breakfast unless we eat it with rice. But according to him, apparently we have a lot of foods, a lot of choices. We have corn, sagu, sorghum, and other food that we can find in our community. Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, the session. Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany. Let's speak Bahasa Indonesia. Indonesian pop and regional songs, international musical entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. You're still tuned to Edited Word Service, Voice of Indonesia. Listener, the free nutritious meal program has a vital impact for the growth of Indonesian children, and it also develops the economy of rural areas. The program is also supported by the House of Representatives of the Republic of Indonesia. And to know more about it, here is a response of a member of Commission 9, from our House of Representatives, Kurniasih Mufidayati, about the free nutritious meal program.
The free nutrition meal program has been running since January 2025. Yeah, It is a new program in this period. This is the priority program from Mr. Prabowo Subianto, our president, of course. And this is very, very important to our students in Indonesia, because our president want to improve the quality of our students and our nutrition for all students in Indonesia. This is also to decrease the stunting numbers in Indonesia. I think it's very, very good program and very, very appreciate for President Prabowo. And this program has multi-layered effects, not only in terms of good nutrition, but also the growth of economy in grassroots. Local resources such as agriculture and livestock products local will be used in this program. This program also hopefully will encourage economic revival rural, because we have so many products, local products from many rurals in our country.
And to know more about the whole conversation about this matter, listener, you can go to our YouTube channel, VOA Official, and listen or watch again our VOA talk about why free nutritious meals matter.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's down. So it's Monday already in Indonesia. It's Monday already in Indonesia, but I don't think it hurts anyone to talk about something nice coming from our country. Let's talk about the beautiful Belitung Island. Well, our neighbors must know about it because of the movie Laskar Pelangi or the Rainbow Troops. But this beautiful island, it has a lot of outstanding scenery. Well, you can mention a lot of places, and the best one will be in the coast of Tanjung Kelayang. And in this, listener, you can go around with a car if you want to rent it, of course. And to reach there, you need some flights to the capital city of Bangka Belitung province. And over there, listener, usually there is the Tanjung Kelayang Festival, and Belitung itself is beautiful not only for its natural scenery, but also for its foods. Also, listener, you can enjoy a lot of typical food in there, like noodles or maybe some soups. And in here, listener, if you go back to the natural scenery, you will be able to see a lot of stones. Imagine small stones in your patio, if you imagine it. But forget it, because in here it's like that, but so much bigger. It's scattered across the places in Tanjung Kelayang, and the water, it's gonna be very, very pristine. I would like to say not green or even blue. It's more like a clear Tosca. And if you do not have a drone to take the whole overview about the Tanjung Kelayang or the Belitung itself, you can just find a higher place to take a picture from a lot of good spots, to see a lot of good spots coming from our country. So I wish that Belitung will be your next go-to list, not only Bali, because Indonesia has a lot of places to offer to you. Especially, just like this morning, we have rain. So let me play you a song by Fatal Black featuring Audrey with Saat Hujan, or When the Rain Falls.
Karena kau hujaniku, ku tumbuh dewasa dan tambah percaya kau hujaniku.
Merangkai banyak hal dari setetes racun seperti butiran embun di permukaan daun. Menceritakan banyak hal dari ratusan pantun. Buang pedoman untuk tentukan mana buruk mana santun. Meskipun jatuh dari angkasa, partikel hidrometeor sentuh bumi basahi jiwa. Jadi air ini punya tujuan ketika turun, memberi harapan di setiap tetes mengalun. Ini waktu yang tepat untuk kita bertemu saat air langit menutup. Jejak rindu basah meredam karena gagal bertumpah. Emosi yang terjebak sejak langit lupa akan bumi saat hujan. Apa kabarmu? Lesu roman bersinar di lidah yang kaku, bahagia mengalir di deras. Air yang turun menyamakan air mata yang telah lama mengalir.
Step foot on the enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
You are very, very wrong if you think this is from coming from Japan, because the singer is Koboka Naeru, a VTuber from Indonesia. I wish you enjoy this song entitled Help. And after this, you'll be listening to a story about Likupang, stationed in the voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
anyone will be mesmerized looking at the expanse of white sandy beach with crystal clear seawater, framed with green hills in the distance. Once you're here, you'll be reluctant to leave this wonderful beach, which is the main attraction of Pulisan Tourist Village in Likupang, North Sulawesi. In accordance with its location, this beach is called Pulisan Beach. Head of the village, Ben Harjarang, said this beach has not only beautiful white sand, but also a headland, some caves, and natural wells.
Ya, kalau Pantai Pulisan, di sini kita selain punya pasir
putih. As for Pulisan Beach, here, apart from having white sand on either side, we have a headland which is very nice. And then we also have several caves here. Besides, at Pulisan Beach, we also have two natural wells close to each other. There are indeed natural wells. The water comes out of the rock. A long time ago, the ancestors of this Kusan village came here and took the water on this part of the beach. The water that came out of the sumur batu then was used for drinking or bathing.
Para leluhur yang ada di desa Pulisan ini, mereka datang di sini mengambil airnya di situ, Tanjung Pulisan itu. Selain itu, kita juga di sini punya.
In Tanjung Pulisan, we also have two rocks, one of which is shaped like priest who is preaching next to Tanjung Pulisan. So from the side, it looks like a priest or pastor who is preaching. It is called Pantai Batu Pastor or Pastor Stone Beach because it's shaped like a priest or a pastor. And next to it is Tanjung Kerbau or Buffalo Headland Rock. When the water recedes, it's shaped like a buffalo taking a bath, so that there are several interesting places that surround this Pulisan Beach.
Apart from diving spots which present stunning underwater beauty, Pulisan Beach also has savanna, Teletubbies Hill, and Rarata Hill, which are also beautiful.
Karena di sini juga selain kita punya pantai putih.
Apart from that, we have a beach with beautiful white sand. We also have several spots for diving or for visitors who come to do activities in the sea area in front of this beach. Because the coral reefs are really beautiful. It's good because it is maintained by us. The government works together with the community in general in Pulisan Village. Apart from the beach, we also have other spots, including hills and savanna. There is Rarata Hill, and next to it, Teletubbies Hill, so that this is a natural potential that will be exploited to increase tourism development in Pulisan Village.
Yang sebelah itu punya bukit Teletubbies.
There are many tourist activities that can be enjoyed, such as swimming, hiking, snorkeling, diving, and also fishing. For those who want to dive or see the beauty of the headland, caves and natural wells, the beach management has provided boats that can be rented.
Nah, sehingga kita juga di sini menyiapkan.
Here, we prepare boat facilities like boat taxi to serve visitors who want to see the spinning water. Or if you want to see the batu or stone well next to the beach, you can go straight to the beach to see the rocks which looks like a priest and the buffalo-shaped rock. So, we prepare the facilities for boat transportation.
Jadi kita menyiapkan sarana untuk transportasi perahu.
Cantiknya kau, cantiknya kamu, cantik-cantiknya kamu. Eloknya kamu.
Pulisan Beach is indeed beautiful. Its beauty is undeniable, especially when you take a boat to the diving spots. Dive under the sea and see with your own eyes. The beauty of the coral reefs. So awesome. The coral reefs in Pulisan are in a very good condition because they are kept sustainable. Ben Har said, Pulisan Tourist Village formed a rescue team consisting of Samyuks to preserve nature in Pulisan, including its coral reefs.
Iya, jadi kita juga di sini kita membentuk juga
yes.
tim rescue yang namanya.
So we also formed a rescue team here, which is under the supervision of the village government. We also collaborate with the village. We formed a rescue team. So we gathered several young people in this village. We trained them to maintain sustainability, including the coral reef and also the natural potential that exists on the Pulisan Tourist Beach. This is their responsibility, so that there are spots to do some diving when tourists want to dive. Yes, so in front there is a coral reef, which is a very good spot because it is specially arranged in that shape.
Natural sustainability in the Pulisan Tourist Village must continue to be maintained, especially as this tourist village is included in the Likupang Super Priority Destination Area. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, explained, Likupang prioritizes sustainability aspects, so it's not about the number of tourists, but quality tourism.
Because if we look at Likupang of the five super priority destinations, it is the newest one. So this is precisely what we are currently developing. But the concept is not a concept of quantity, but quality. And we also hope that the tourism in this environment will have regenerative aspect, so that it will experience a sustainability aspect with the theme of sustainable tourism. That's what we want to prioritize, so that later, not just many people who come here, but those who come to Likupang are of high quality.
Besides prioritizing nature conservation, other aspects are also of concern to the government. Minister Sandiaga Uno explained, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy also provides training and capital for macro, small, and medium enterprises, including promotions so that Likupang tourism can continue to develop.
We will carry out training for tourism and creative industry actors in Likupang. We will carry out marketing, so later there will be several sales missions abroad. I will collaborate with their regions and all the heads of North Sulawesi Provincial Office to promote. I also met the Philippines ambassador. Many Filipinos are interested in coming to Likupang. Thirdly, we must also provide capital to these macro, small and medium enterprises so that their products can also get better.
No, this is not just a dream, because anyone can enjoy the natural beauty of Pulisan Tourist Village, Likupang. Traveling there, you cannot only enjoy the natural beauty, but also do fun tourist activities. If we are lucky, we will also be entertained by the traditional music of Keroncong Mama, which you have just heard. According to the Pulisan Tourist Village Head, Ben Harijarang, Keroncong Mama is the traditional music of the Pulisan Village community.
Kalau Keroncong Mama ini memang sudah menjadi budaya sebetulnya.
Keroncong Mama has become a culture. Actually, it is a culture rather than just socialization music for the people in Pulisan. Here, the majority are from North Minahasa, North Nusanese people, and we have an activity called Four Choir. So, if there are joyful events like, for example, birthdays, well, after the usual worship, people will do Four Choir. It's like dancing accompanied by music called Keroncong Mama. It has become a culture that exists here. So, we see that this also needs to be cultivated, along with the tourist village. So, we are also lifting this Keroncong Mama up as one of the cultures.
Kita mengangkat juga salah satu budaya ini yaitu Keroncong Mama.
Keroncong Mama players consist of approximately 10 people. They play various musical instruments such as guitar, ukulele, and bass. Interestingly, these musical instruments are made by themselves. They usually practice after work. Some work as fishermen, gardeners, artisans, and miners. Frankie Fatilima, leader of a Keroncong Mama group, explained, "Now Keroncong Mama often appears at various events in Likupang, as well as appearing to welcome foreign guests. Not only is it entertaining, Keroncong Mama also promotes Likupang art and culture."
Alangkah baiknya dengan musik tradisional seperti ini.
Traditional music like this is becoming more well known and is being promoted to visitors at various events, so that the traditional music is more widely known. Of course, things like are more introduced when we welcome guests from abroad. It's better when there is music like this. As said earlier, this actually happens when there are guests who come from abroad. We are also asked to entertain those who come while sitting around. There is a very beautiful situation when you are with people who are, let's say, foreigners. Well, they don't understand the language the people speak, but it's entertaining for them.
Tapi ya menghibur kepada mereka.
Relaxing in the gazebo, looking at the blue sea while sipping young coconut water to the accompaniment of Keroncong Mama music is an unforgettable experience for tourists. This will be even more enjoyable because this tourist village is equipped with good road access, stalls available along the beach, toilets, and homestays for those of you who want to spend the night. The Pulisan Tourist Village in Likupang must be on your bucket list. So, no need to wait long. Let's go to Likupang.
Yuk, kita berwisata. Mari jo, piknik ke Likupang.
Let's travel. Let's go on a trip to Likupang and travel around Indonesia.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOA listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Papua entitled Diru Diru Nina. The song lyrics contain the prayers of the Papuan people. The prayer asks that the community to be able to survive all the challenges that they face. In addition, the song Diru Diru Nina also contains prayers so that the people and the surrounding environment are always protected from danger. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from Papua, Diru Diru Nina by Trio Ambisi. Happy listening.
Oh,
Listener, here's the news first. The headlines. President urges judges to be independent. Export ready MSMEs to join teaching program. And here is the news in detail. Indonesian Law Minister Supratman Andiatkas, we should say Aktas, on Sunday said President Prabowo Subianto has called on judges to be independent in making decisions. Reported by LRI.co.id, President Prabowo specifically asked for judges' help to uphold the law in the country. The president called this law enforcement as a part of the support for policies that the government will take. Export-ready micro, small, and medium enterprises encouraged to join UMKM Visa Export Program to boost local SMEs. The Indonesian Trade Minister Budi Santoso on Saturday said every month the Trade Ministry holds a pitching program called UMKM Visa Export, which introduces micro, small, and medium enterprises products to overseas buyers. The pitching program is facilitated by Indonesian trade representatives abroad. Reported by RRI.co.id, in January, the Trade Ministry conducted 42 pitches and 32 business matching online through Zoom meeting application. And listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.